Hola, buenas tardes. Bueno,
Hello.
hola, mi nombre es Edgar y estoy llevando a cabo una encuesta de opinión pública para mi.
Speak English, brother.
Pero la encuesta va a ser en español. Oh, no,
Very mucho poquito. I'm sorry, brother.
It's a survey. Lo puedo hacer.
Survey, okay.
Okay, I'm taking a public opinion survey for Metro Research. We're trying to find out how the people of your area feel about some of the issues facing Puerto Rico today. This is totally confidential survey. We are not working for, we're working for an independent U.S.
It's a survey for, you don't have to explain.
Yeah, it's for the political situation in Puerto Rico, the governor, you know, it's going to be an election coming up in
not happy. I live in Luquillo, and I'm not happy with Jerry whatsoever. My street's blocked off because the road culvert is washed out, and he won't fix it until the new mayor comes in. So all of us, in my entire barrio, all senior citizens have to drive way up and around.
Oh, wow.
Because the culvert's washed out, and I'm two steps away from filling it in with cinder blocks and stone myself just to make it so
the people
here can drive over it, including the garbage truck, because he has to back up 5 miles just to get here.
If you don't mind me asking,
it's horrible.
You live in Puerto Rico. Obviously, you American, right? You sound like
I've been here 18 years, though. I used to build houses for gringos, and I'm sick of building anything for fucking asshole Americans. I'm done with it.
Okay.
So, believe me, I'm anti-American. I might not speak Espanol, but that's because I had learning disabilities. So I was lucky to learn English at 5 years old. So
let me ask you, if you don't mind me asking now, how old are you, sir? Are you between 30 and 34?
55.
55. Thank you. And your zip code, please.
00773, Luquillo.
That's what I have. Thank you. And when Puerto Rico holds elections, will you say that you always vote, almost always vote, only vote sometimes, or rarely, or never vote?
Well, I did in the beginning, and then I just lost faith. I hate to say it. It's no different. I abandoned the United States. That's why I came down here. And I have to admit, I don't know where these politicians learn their BS, but they've been learning from the gringos somehow. I'm not impressed at all.
So you only vote sometimes, right? I hear you. And what is the highest level from a location?
I want to this year, is to tell you the truth. I don't know who the governor is going to be. Truthfully, I'm not really caring about that. I'm more concerned about my burial.
Okay. I'm going to ask them about
Jerry
that.
Was just so horrible. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure who I'm going to vote for yet.
Okay. What is the highest level of formal education that you have completed? Less than high school, some college, or vocational training? Or
college, but I'm self-employed. I do construction. So you could say my education is fairly high.
Okay. You work contractor in Puerto Rico?
Contractor, see. I do heavy construction, and I moved to Puerto Rico. I built homes, and then none of these kids want to work anymore, even at $15 an hour. None of them want to work. So I kind of can't do all this stuff myself at 55. So
I hear you.
Starting to do food on the side of the road and try and simplify my life.
It's
not easy. It sucks up there.
You have to, you have to let it go.
The problem is my body's breaking down. I've beat the hell out of myself in the States for so long, making rich people rich, and I'm tired of it.
I hear you. I'm going to be 69 in September, so I know what you're saying.
You know exactly what I'm saying. You've had enough as well. You've had enough longer than I have.
Do you feel things in Puerto Rico are generally getting better, getting worse, or staying what I'm saying?
My main concern is, Puerto Rico's got its problems, especially with the drugs, but my main concern is what these idiots are doing in the United States.
Okay.
I'm not, I do not like what the Democratic Party is doing right now. They're pushing for war, and we're going to be in big trouble fast. And what my concern is, along with a lot of people I know here, because I've been here so long, is with the military bases here, they're making us a target.
Yeah, you're
I moved here to be away from the United States, and they're making us a target by having their bases here, and I'm not happy about that.
Especially now that Russia's got a, he put us
Well, the thing is I was
working in Fajardo,
and I got military copters. I was working at the housing project. Well, not housing project. Los Gaviotas, that's the one, the rich people place above Puerto del Rey. And I'm looking at military helicopters, and I'm not talking regular military helicopters. I'm talking attack helicopters.
You know why
I know all over. And then I live in Casablanca, and I got Navy helicopters. I've seen them Navy helicopters before.
Wow.
But now they're the ones that have the tubes on the side as well. So those are not regular Navy. You know what I mean?
They're getting ready.
I'm not impressed. Yeah, exactly. And I've talked to many friends, and they have shit up in El Duque right now. I shouldn't say it on fucking cell phone, but they got fucking rockets in the fucking El Duque mountain for it.
They know that. That's not no secret. Let me ask you, so how do you feel about Puerto Rico? You think that things are getting better, getting worse, or it's staying about the same?
Well, actually, since coronavirus, everything's pretty much went to hell. Most of the bars are closed at 9. We had the drug dealers come back into Montborio after 17 years of not being here full force. They stayed for, I don't know, 6 months. They tried like hell. No one's got no money to buy drugs. So they left.
I
told my friend, it's like, well, geez, is there unemployment for drug dealers? Because if there is, they'd be all signing up for it.
So you think it's better or worse? So you've been there, what, 18 years? So what do you think since you're better or worse?
Yeah, it's getting worse, man. I got to start doing my food truck soon, and I'm actually pretty damn scared about it because I just, no one here, any of us that are Puerto Ricans, we cannot afford to go out and eat anymore. We can't afford to go to the bars anymore. After coronavirus, all that stuff is done. When I first got here, the bars were a big, huge thing. The policia couldn't even throw us out at 1 in the morning. But now, they're all shut down at 9.
Right. Wow.
They're all shut down at 9 at night. They're done.
Wow.
But they're charging $5 for a Corona or $4 for a medallion. How the hell can you rather go and buy it and sit out in the parking lot, man?
Yeah. And how much change would you like to see in the way Puerto Rico is run? No change? Small changes?
I'd rather become independent from the United States. The only problem I have with that is everyone that's on welfare has gotten used to the fat cat. And if we became independent, all that crap would come right to a screeching halt.
Mm-hmm.
And other people are like, well, we should become our own thing. And it was like, you know what? Truthfully, you're better off not saying a word and milk that fat cow for all it's worth, because sooner or later it's going to end.
Social Security, actually, you're in Social Security. That's almost here. Mm-hmm. So
it's going to come to a screeching halt.
Right. So would you say that you would like to see a substantial change or complete and total upheaval?
I'd rather see us, I hate to say it, become independent. See us become our own country. I know a lot of people be very mad at that, but I really truly would.
Okay, but
we need to get away from the United States. We've been a slave colony for too long. We are taxed to death on everything. All my materials right now, if I had to build a house right now, it would almost be 50% more.
Wow. But I was
in Home Depot just the other day, just horrified at how much everything's costing.
Okay. What answer would you like me to record? No change, small change, substantial change, or complete and total upheaval?
I'd rather see us either the way the Democrats are going right now. I'd rather see us become an independent country.
Okay, I know, but
abandon
them.
I
don't have that answer on the survey. What I have is no change.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Small changes, substantial change, or complete and total upheaval. What would you like to see in the way Puerto Rico is run? What kind of change would you like to see? I know you want to see it independent.
Total upheaval?
Oh, yeah.
What's total upheaval?
You know, like a radical change, like a complete, either become a state or completely independent. That's total, you know.
Completely independent. Literally become our own country.
Either that or become a state. That will also be, you know, a complete.
No, become
total.
A state, be no good, because they'll sell us. They would sell us, bastards.
So you want me to record complete and total upheaval?
Yeah, I'd rather see us just be totally dissolved of the United States completely.
Okay, thank you. On a scale of excellent, good, only fair, and poor, how would you rate the economic condition in Puerto Rico these days? Excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
Extremely poor.
Okay.
The only ones that are rich are the gringos that move down here and buy all our stuff up and turn it all into Airbnb and make it so myself or any one of our children, because you and I are old, none of us can afford an apartmento anymore because they're not apartments. They're bloody friggin' Airbnbs. They turned us into Hawaii. I can't stand it.
Yeah, I know. Too much. Are you planning to make a major purchase, such as a household appliance or a car, within the next 6 months?
Trying to buy a car, and I can't even afford to buy a car because my work van is so much money in gasoline every week. I can't even afford to buy a car.
So I guess the answer is no, then, right?
Yeah, no, I'm piss poor broke, and I make good money, but I still can't afford a car.
Wow, imagine that. Imagine the people that don't make that
I make
kind
more
of money.
Than everyone else around me, but
wow.
I don't work a lot, but I still can't afford to buy a car.
No,
I don't know how these, the only reason
how
why
doing,
all
right?
these kids are able to survive is they moved in with mom and dad,
mm-hmm.
or they inherited a house. That's the only reason why they're still surviving.
Wow, unbelievable. Which of the problems?
And that's it. I mean, my whole burial, every... Well, you get away from all that gringo crap, the rest of us are barely making it.
Wow, unbelievable. Which of the problems is your top choice in shopping? I'm going to reach you a list of a few malls. Montelledra, Rio Hondo, Maya West Mall, Plaza Las Americas, Mall of San Juan, Plaza del Sol, San Patricio.
I have to go to 5 different stores just to buy my groceries because one's got good vegetables, one's got good meat.
Okay.
I can't buy anything from one grocery store.
Okay, so none of them will be. I'm going to make sure this is. Now, this is, you don't have the favor, you can also say that. Plaza del Caribe, premium outlets, and you know, none, right? None of this?
Yeah, outlet. None of us can afford to buy anything from any of those.
Okay.
That's all gringo stuff.
Yeah. That's your place.
I'm lucky to go to Walmart, buy a pair of shorts and a friggin' t-shirt and socks if I got loud.
That's my
best. My food, I gotta go to I gotta go to Econo and Fajardo for my vegetables. I gotta go to, Ralph's to get my meat. I gotta go to another one for friggin' just miscellaneous stuff that I can't normally get here. It is. I'm trying to run a food truck. It is not easy.
Okay,
you can't just go,
you just gave me the answer for the next question, and the question is that because you don't really shop at malls, or do you shop at several and just don't have a favorite? You just told me that you shop at several. You
I have to shop at several places because no one place has everything.
Right, exactly, okay.
And as far as, like I said, as far as all those gringo, malls and all that crap. Right. I haven't been in one of those in probably 12 years because I gave up on all that.
And turning now to politics, do you think that the elections in Puerto Rico this year are more important than usual, about the same as usual, or less important than usual? This year, you know, coming up on the poll.
This year, no matter what the political thing is, absolutely means nothing until we know what those idiots in the states are going to do.
I know. But so will you say that they're more important than usual, this year's elections? I know in the United States.
I hate to say it, but they mean absolutely nothing.
I know.
Until we know what these fools up there are doing, whatever we do down here does not matter. Because whatever they do up there, they're going to do whatever the heck they want to us.
Okay.
They just soon sell us to China or sell us to Russia just to make money, for crying out loud. They don't care. They send us all their garbage anyway. But yeah, no, as far as our political thing goes, no one cares because we don't know what the disaster is coming to us right now.
Okay, so you want me to record that you're not sure?
I'd say I don't care because it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'd say no, it doesn't matter because no matter what we do down here, they're going to do whatever they want to us up there.
Okay. And so how likely?
You got to say political, nothing matters here.
Okay. How likely are you to vote in this year's general election on a scale from 0, meaning that you would not vote, and 10, meaning that you are certain that you will vote? 0 or 10. You can choose any number between 0 and 10. To vote this year.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
How likely are you to vote in this year's general election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you will not vote and 10 means that you will definitely vote? Any number in between?
I hate to say it, it's 0 because what they're going to do up in the States, I don't really do. Whatever we do, they don't care. We could vote for whatever we want and it's not going to matter.
Okay, if the election for governor were today, will you vote for the PNP candidate Jennifer Gonzalez? You know who that is, right? Jennifer Gonzalez is running for governor. Or would you vote for...
Truthfully, I haven't even paid attention because I am just waiting to see what goes up there. As far as whoever's running down here, I could care less because it just doesn't matter.
Okay. But just for the sake of
literally,
the
it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Okay. Just for the sake of
so if it's got to be 0 or whatever, it's
no.
It's
I'm gonna. I have to read it to you verbatim. So I'm gonna read it to you, and then you can tell me. You know, I'm not gonna vote, or you're not sure, or you refuse. Okay, but I'm gonna read you all the candidates that are running for governor in the.
Yeah, court. I'm not gonna vote at all.
Okay.
If the answer is no.
Yeah, I know. You're not gonna vote, right? Okay. Not a problem.
No, not at all.
If the election for resident commissioner were held today, will you vote for, again, you're not going to vote, right? You're not going to vote at all for
I'm not going to vote for anyone. The only one I'd be willing to vote for is maybe Laquio. That's it. And even
what's
through family, because I've got that have adopted me.
What was the name of the person you just mentioned? What was the name?
I said the only person I would vote for is whoever's going to be mayor for Laquio. And whoever it's going to be is going to be whoever my adopted family, because I've been here 18 years, and I've now have people who call me family. Whoever they vote for is who I'll vote for.
And do you know a political...
I don't even know. I haven't even asked because it's too far away.
No, from before, do you know if they were with the PNP, Proyecto Dignidad, MMP?
No, they're Republican. They're definitely against Democrats.
Republican? Okay.
Straight up. Yeah, no, we're done with Democrats.
Okay. If the election for Puerto Rico's legislature were held today, who would you vote for in your local district? That's the one that you're talking about. That's your local district. That's why I was asking if you knew what
political. Yeah, no. If they're Republican, that's pretty much where my family's going towards. But I don't know until they tell me, and we're not that close to voting yet. So
okay.
I put it all my faith into my family, familia. That's it. Okay. Whatever they say, I do.
Okay. Thank you. So can I record someone else? Because you're not sure who you're going to vote for?
Whatever they decide.
Okay.
I'm with my family. I don't know. I don't talk to them that much, but pretty much I trust them because they are true Puerto Ricans and I am not. So it's not right for me to vote.
Okay.
For anyone
well,
in particular, as long as it's not
here,
Democrat.
If you're here in the island, you have the right to vote now. You live there. You're a permanent resident.
Well, it's just, I don't know. I don't know enough people to keep to myself down here. I'm a farmer. I raise Africanized bees. I do food on the side of the road. And
okay. Now, let me ask you, you're going to get a kick out of the next one. If you could vote in this November's presidential election, will you vote for the third-party candidate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Democrat Joe Biden, the Republican Donald Trump, or will you not vote? I know you're going to get a kick out
of
that one.
The problem is we're a slave colony, so we're not allowed to vote. But I've had enough of my own family. I've had enough of even my own family that are willing to go to Florida just so they could vote for Trump. Now, I have to admit, if I had to pick the lesser of all evils, Trump would definitely be the one.
Okay, thank you.
No questions.
Okay.
He reminds me of my stepfather who passed away. He reminds me too much of him, and he was a military man, so there's just no way I'd go anywhere else but Trump.
All right, thanks. I'm going to read you the names of some individuals and items. Please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each one. If you never heard of one, please just let me know. William Villafañe, is favorable, unfavorable, or you never heard of him?
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Miguel Romero, favorable, unfavorable, or you never heard of him?
Yeah, I've never heard him, like I said.
I know.
I'm a mountain man from Maine.
I just got to read it. I just got to do it.
You got to read the names off. All right. Go ahead.
I know how you feel, but I have to read it verbatim. So, Juan Dalmau.
I have no clue who they are.
Okay. Terestela González Denton.
No clue.
Pablo José Hernández.
No clue. No clue.
Javier Jiménez Pérez.
No clue.
Manuel Natal.
No clue.
How about Jennifer González? You don't know her?
No, I don't.
No?
Like I said, I'm a mountain man. I keep to my little hole in the wall here, and I don't go out.
You
I'm one of those
gringos
that just don't stick my nose into anyone else's business.
Okay, but you've been in the island for 18 years. You have to hear some of these names. How about Pedro Pierluisi? He used to be the governor.
No.
No?
Seriously,
okay.
I literally keep to myself in a hardcore way.
Okay, thank you. Now I'd like to talk about the election for governor in more detail. First, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about the election for governor this fall. I will vote for a candidate who I believe will do the most to resolve the question of Puerto Rico's status. Do you agree with that statement or disagree with that statement? Whenever you go to vote, you know, when your family vote. Or if you
want to do what? Simplify it.
Okay. I will vote for a candidate who I believe that no names. It's just how you feel. We just want to know if you agree with that statement or disagree with the statement.
What was the statement?
I will vote for the
candidate.
That's
what I'm saying. Simplify.
Okay. Now, you're going to vote for the candidate that you believe will do the most to resolve the question of Puerto Rico's status. The status meaning, you know, whether they're going to be independent, whether they're going to become a state. That's who you're going to vote for.
Yeah, that's pretty much the hardcore question right there. And
Do you agree?
I hate to say it, but I'd rather see Puerto Rico become an independent.
Okay. So
because I just don't believe in anything else at this point. I think we're better off being away from the United States.
Okay. And so you agree with that statement then?
That's I think we should be truly independent from the United States.
Okay. Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Oh, no. I definitely put my foot down on that one.
Okay. I strongly agree. Thank you. I'm so frustrated with the way things are going in Puerto Rico that I would
vote. I'm supposed to start doing true, like I said, I got out of construction because none of these kids want to work, and now I'm about to start a food truck, and I'm doing food that's nothing Puerto Rican. I'm doing Chinese food. I'm doing mountain man food. I'm doing something so different than everyone else.
People buy it?
I'm terrified because if the gringos don't come down here because there's a war going on, we're all screwed because the only way we make money down here is off those bastards. I mean, if they're not coming down here because there's a war going on, we are all serious trouble.
The next question is, the next statement, I'm so frustrated, this meaning you, with the way things are going in Puerto Rico that I will vote for the candidate who promised the most dramatic change. Do you agree with that statement? Yes or no?
My problem is I don't think there's a single Democratic person out there, a single politician out there that could actually do what they said.
Okay. No, but
if someone says I'm going to do something truly dramatic, I don't believe them.
Okay. I understand, but this is just a statement. I just want to know your opinion. Now, don't worry about the politicians. I just want to know how you feel, your opinion on it. You just told me a lot about how you feel.
If someone could do something truly dramatic, yes, I would definitely go for that.
Okay. Thank you. That's it. Strongly
agree.
But
it's nothing anyone here is going to do.
Okay. You never know. You might get a miracle. You never know. You got to think positive, right?
Well, we could get a Republican. Someone with a big set of guavas, whatever.
Huevos.
Maybe. Huevos. There you go. Someone in there that's willing to put their life on the line because that's exactly what they're going to be doing.
They're putting their life on the line.
They're going to try to.
Do you strongly agree then with that statement, right?
What was that? I'm hard of hearing. That's why I keep questioning you all the time. Sorry.
Look, do you strongly agree with that statement that I just read you?
See, we need someone with some big quavos, yeah.
Okay, I will vote for a candidate who I believe will do the most to get statehood for Puerto Rico. Obviously, that's not what you want. So do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Yep. And
you disagree with that statement, right?
Yeah.
Strongly or somewhat? Strongly, obviously, right? You're very
strongly
about that.
No matter how many people in the welfare system are going to hate my guts, but yeah.
Okay. I would vote for a candidate who I think will have the most influence in Washington, D.C. Do you agree with that statement or no? Or disagree?
Who?
The candidate has who I think will have
whoever candidate gets voted would have strong enough influence in the United States. I don't think any of them would ever have any standing ground whatsoever. They don't care.
Okay, no, but now, like I said, this statement is just to get your opinion. It don't matter, about the politicians.
Who gets in? I strongly believe that no matter who goes into office, there's no way they're going to care about anything we have to say.
Okay, okay, I got you. No, but what I'm asking you is I will vote for a candidate who I think will have the most influence in Washington, D.C. Now, in your case, since you are against anything in Washington.
I see what you're saying. If someone's got the guavos to do it, yeah, I'd back them. No problem.
But do you agree with the statement?
That's the word
you
need.
Or disagree with? Disagree with the statement or agree with that statement?
I agree with that statement.
Thank you. Strongly, you said, right? I would prefer that the panelists spend less time talking about status and instead focus on plans to improve life in Puerto Rico. Do you agree with that statement? Obviously, you do because you just told me all about
Standing with? Yeah, all right. Yeah. You said standing with, but what was the other part?
I said I would prefer that the candidates spend less time talking about status and instead focus on plans to improve life in Puerto Rico. You agree with that statement?
Yes, yes, yes.
Strongly agree, right?
See, stronger.
Okay, thank you. Both the PNP and the PDP have had plenty of chances but have failed to put Puerto Rico on a better path. It is time to give a different party a chance. Do you agree with that statement?
Yes.
What were you saying? Okay. That's what I figured. Thank you. Next, I'm going to mention some phrases that could be used to describe the candidates for governor. Please tell me if each one is a better description of Jennifer Gonzalez. If you don't know who she is, she's running for governor. She used to be, she's in politics.
Yeah, I've seen some of the things on the side of the road, but I don't pay attention.
Okay.
I couldn't pick anyone in particular to tell you the truth. I don't know any of them.
Okay, so just say none, you know, you can say, you know, you don't know, or not sure, or whatever, you know. But I have to read it to you, and I'm going to give you the names of three candidates that are running for governor. And that's Jennifer Gonzalez, Jesus Manuel Ortiz, and Juan Dalmau. And the question is going to be for you to describe each one according to the statements that I'm going to read you. If, like you said, if you don't believe in anyone because you don't even know them, that's fine. You can just say that too. Have clear ideas for getting the economy back on track. And they give me the names of the three candidates that are running for governor: Jennifer Gonzalez, Jesús Manuel Ortiz, and Juan Dalmau. Which one that has clear ideas for getting the economy back on track?
Yeah, I just don't know any one of them in particular, so I'm not willing to say anyone in particular.
Okay, so none.
I do believe what she's trying to do, but I don't know any one of those three in particular, so I can't.
Sure, I said, don't worry about it. What we want is your opinion. That's all we're looking for. It's an opinion research. You know, so it don't matter if you don't know them or whatever, because you don't pay attention. You are going to vote anyway, whatever your family vote. So you're probably going to end up having one of these people, because if your family goes for them, that means that they like them, and you're probably going to follow that, right? Am I getting that right or no?
I guess. I don't know. Tell you the truth, like I said, I'm pretty much staying right out of it because none of it makes a difference.
I know, but you said that your family won. Your family won. They voted.
Is there
probably,
like
right?
An unknown category you can put me in?
Yeah, I did that already. I did that already. I just had to read it to
you. Yeah,
no,
you just got me in the unknown category. I guess that's probably the best on that one.
Okay, I put none because you're not sure.
I'm not going to pick anyone in particular.
Okay, so you're not sure right now, correct?
Unsure, yes, if that's
okay.
The category.
Okay, yeah. Has clear ideas for resolving the question of Puerto Rico's political status. Do you know, you say you don't know any of them, right? You haven't heard of any of them, any of the ideas?
I don't keep up with any of that.
Okay.
Other than being independent, it's probably pretty much the only thing I can think is the safest thing for all us Puerto Ricans.
Well, some of them are going for that. That's what I'm saying. When your family, they do vote, right, your family?
Yes, but they're adopted family, and I keep to my, literally, I'm a mountain man. I stay at home. I don't go to the bars. I don't go to the restaurants. I keep to myself. I don't talk to many people. They pretty much kind of adopted me. So as far as I'm concerned, is whatever they decide is
okay. That's what I'm saying. They're probably paying attention to all of this because it benefits them.
Oh, they are. Trust you me, they are.
Okay, so obviously, whatever they choose, they're going to go with that because they probably know. And this one says, has clear ideas for resolving the question of Puerto Rico's political status. One of those candidates, that's what they aiming at. So that's why we're going to vote. But right now, you don't know, so we're going to have to vote not sure because you don't know yet, right?
Well, pretty much whoever's going to vote, being independent,
mm-hmm. yeah,
whoever is not voting Democratic, Republican, independents, that's pretty much the way I'm going with everything.
Well, how about your family?
Because even if they argued with me, that would be the direction I'd be going into because the Democrats, this has failed the United States so horribly that there's no way we can ever let a Democrat run Puerto Rico at all. That's just what I got in my town right now is Jerry's a Democrat, and he's just run this town into the bloody ground.
Okay.
We got a Republican running for Fajardo, and that town looks beautiful. The roads are fixed. Everything looks good. Luquillo just looks like hell because he doesn't care. He's stealing all the money.
Wow.
It's bloody horrible. He gets his family to paint the Jersey barriers, construction companies that are familiar or good friends. He's spending all sorts of money fixing stuff we don't need when we need roads and bridges fixed, but he won't fix them. And he's Democratic. And truthfully, everyone in my barrio, all the way up the street and down around, even the whole Casablanca, we cannot stand that bastard. And he lives up in Savannah, and even his own mother hates his guts. His family hates his guts, because his whole family is Republican, and he's the only one who's an idiot Democrat. So he had no choice but to leave this year.
Okay,
there's no way they were going to put him back in.
Okay, I already understand that you're not sure until your family does that, and you're going to follow whatever they want, whatever they say, because they will know about
whoever's Republican, whoever wants independence. That's my vote.
Okay.
Whoever
right
it
now,
is, I don't know because I don't know the name.
Okay, exactly. Okay, so right now you're not sure. Has clear ideas for getting government finances back on track. So again, Jennifer Gonzalez, Jesus Manuel Ortiz, Juan Dalmau. Remember those names because one of those people is definitely one independence. Okay, so that's why I keep saying it to you because your family, your adopted family, they're probably going to vote for that person. They have the same ideas that you have. The one independent.
I'd like to have them turn Roosevelt Roads into either a new Disneyland, unfortunately not Disney, because Disney sucks, but some water park, or actually, more importantly, I'd rather see them turn Roosevelt Roads into an industrial area where we could do business with other countries, building aircrafts, other stuff to create jobs. But the people in San Juan... we've had several people looking at the base, and none of them were willing to spend any money here because all those bureaucrats, they only wanted to do a 30-year lease when they said, we need a 99-year lease if we're going to build a $1 billion business in the base.
Okay.
And then they all turn around and put their hands out essentially for bribes. And these corporations walked away. Even the one that, even the NASA, that they wanted to do the space shuttle and all that shit here. They did the same damn thing. That's why we got to get rid of the Democrats.
Okay. It's honest and trustworthy. Again, Jennifer Gonzalez, Jesus Manuel Ortiz, and Juan Dalmau. Since you're not sure, that's what we're going to write down. Cares about people like you. Jennifer Gonzalez, Jesus Manuel Ortiz, and Juan Dalmau. You're not sure, so we're going to put that down. We work well with leaders in Washington, D.C. You're not sure, so Some of them work well with Washington, D.C., but you don't want them to work with Washington, D.C. And I can understand.
Oh, I'm hard-headed. I'm sorry, man.
No,
she caught me in a couple of drinks here, too. So I'm just not happy with
the
American people right now at this point at all.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's cool, man. It's cool. It's all right. Has an honor to be governor. So some of these, they have been in the political arena for all their lives. As a matter of fact, General Gonzalez, she became the youngest person to be in the political thing. I forgot what it is. But she's pretty, you know, for what I read, you know, she seems to be pretty good. We work has the knowledge to be governor. There's General Gonzalez definitely has the knowledge to do that. Shares your values, has new ideas to solve Puerto Rico's problem. It's a strong leader. So right now you're not sure, so that's what I wrote down. Okay.
Yeah, if you could. I mean, work with me a little. You know what you got to do to.
Yeah, yes, sir. I know.
To make it work. You understand my philosophy at this point. That's
yes,
why
sir.
I keep talking.
Yes, sir.
So.
I understand. I wish that I could engage with you more, but I'm not allowed to do that because then.
Yeah, I know.
We all
have our limits. So, well, not
okay.
Our limits. What we're told we can and cannot do, which really aggravates me.
Well,
we should be able to speak freely.
Yeah. Well, they don't want us to put our own views because it can influence.
Well, on the same token, I appreciate exactly what you're saying because if we were in the United States, if I was talking to you, you'd probably be some Democrat that was pushing something on me and lying about it being a Democrat. That's how bad it is up there right now.
Wow.
They show us news media down here, and I speak to my friends that are still in the States, and they get a whole different story. I speak to my friends that are overseas in the military, and they're telling me a whole nother story. No one's getting a true story of what the heck is going on. We're all being held in the dark. YouTube, Facebook, all that crap is BS.
They do that on purpose. You know that, right? They do that on purpose.
Yeah, no, they're trying to manipulate everything.
Exactly.
So
next, regardless of how you might vote, which candidate for governor do you think would do a better job on each of the following issues? Jennifer Gonzalez, Jesus Manuel Ortiz, or Juan Dalmau? And I'm going to read you the issues again. I just got to read them. I already know that you're not sure. So that's what we're going to write down. Advocating for statehood. Jennifer Gonzalez, Jesus Manuel Ortiz, Juan Dalmau. You're not sure. Creating new programs to address poverty. Jennifer Gonzalez, Jesus Manuel Ortiz, or Juan Dalmau. Fighting crime and drug trafficking. Jennifer Gonzalez, Manuel Ortiz, and Juan Dalmau. Helping people struggling with drug use. Gonzalez.
Well, you said one of them is independent, right?
Well, yes. I forgot which one it is, but yeah, one of them don't want.
Whichever one's independent, I'm sure is the one my family will go for.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So that would be the one if I had to.
I'm not sure if it's Juan Dalmau or Jesus Manuel Ortiz, but one of them is. Jennifer is not. So she wants a state. She wants to become a state. So the other two.
Yeah, no. Anyone who wants to become a state, I have no interest in.
Okay.
Whoever is going to do independent is the one I'm going to insist my family goes for. So whoever is doing independent, that would be the one I'd be voting for.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I think it's Jose.
That's the one they're going for as well. So is that enough?
Okay. And making corporations and the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes. Don't hold your breath. No, I'm kidding. You know what I'm saying?
I've held my breath so long in Puerto Rico so many times, that's why I don't hire a lot of people. It's just like, if I had to wait for you to come and do your job, I'd be dead holding my breath. Come on, guys. You got to get up at 6 in the morning to get this shit done.
Can you imagine making corporations and the wealthy to pay their fair share in taxes? They control. That's ridiculous. Anyway, I cannot tell my
mind. I know. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We could have a discussion for hours, man. Usually,
yeah.
You're just like me. It's just you're trapped by what you have to say. So.
Yeah. Thank you for understanding. Advocating for sovereignty in free association with the United States, eliminating political corruption, improving water service, improving electrical service, improving public education, improving the economy, and creating more jobs. We already know that you're not
the electrical system would
government.
Be a big plus. Whoever's
okay.
willing to go and do that, because this right now we got someone getting paid $500,000 a year from the government, and they're supposed to oversee all this, and they don't do nothing but push pencil, and they're still screwing it up. We run on generators on this island. We need two giant generators, brand new ones.
They're running on
even one right now, and a bunch of small ones. And people don't even realize that.
That's amazing. You're surrounded by water.
Trust me, we could talk for hours on that. But no, the biggest problem I had was when Maria hit, we had, three big generators on this island. And they let one go bad because they didn't take care of it. The other one blew up, and then we were on one. And then they had Landy container generators come down here, probably many football fields worth of Landy container generators. And that's pretty much what we're still running on.
Wow.
And if they keep pissing China off, China's the one who makes those. And it takes a full year. You got to pay China. It takes a full year to make it, and then it takes 4 months to get here. And right now, they're trying to push war with China, and we're screwed.
Wow.
Eventually, these small generators are going to freaking fail.
Yeah. We're
in big trouble down here, and people just don't realize it. We don't even grow our own food. All our food comes from the United States.
Imagine? Oh, wow.
It's not like the old days. Our grandfather's grandfathers.
Yeah.
They used to grow the food here.
Sure.
Not no more.
Why not? Another subject, a law called Act 60, offers tax incentives to wealthy individuals and businesses that relocate from the mainland to Puerto Rico. How much have you heard about these tax incentives? A great deal? Some? Not much? Nothing at all?
Yeah, major. I've got other people, like I said, I work for gringos. They come. Why do you think the pharmaceutical company is so huge down here?
Mm-hmm.
When Maria hit and we got destroyed down here, the United States had no bags to put their blood in for transfusions.
Oh my God.
But we are the major distributor for the entire United States, four companies in Puerto Rico. We made the bags for the United States. They didn't put it out there, but yeah, they were in big trouble because they put all their bags in one basket, eggs in one basket.
So
we're a pharmaceutical island because of those taxes. And
so
they get away with
it. So you have heard of the law called Act 60, a great deal? You have heard about that, right? The law? It's a law called Act 60. Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't heard of that one.
Okay. Nothing at all? Not much, some?
Well, I know they can come down here and get
severe
tax breaks.
I'm asking you about the law. They passed the law, right? Congress passed the law. And they call it Act 60. And what they do, they offer tax incentives to wealthy individuals and businesses. So they can relocate to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, they're promoting slavery, which is in right.
Okay. So have you heard of this law, actually, or no? Or not
well,
at
it's
all?
Been going on. Well, it might be something new, but it's been going on for decades here in Puerto Rico.
So have you heard a great deal of
stuff?
That? Have you heard a great deal of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I heard about the original one, but if they made a new one, I haven't heard of that one yet.
Well,
like I said, I keep to myself, but
well, because,
if they're doing it again, they're only screwing us even more.
Because now it became a law.
Anyone who votes for that, I got no desire to know or vote for them whatsoever.
Okay. And do you think that the Act 60 tax incentives are a good thing or a bad thing for Puerto Rico? Good or bad?
No, not at all.
Okay. Next, different people are being asked about a few questions about one of the candidates. You have been randomly chosen to hear a few statements you might hear about Jennifer Gonzalez. Please tell me whether each one would make you more likely to vote for Gonzalez, somewhat more likely, or whether it makes no difference to you. And if you don't believe that statement, just let me know. Jennifer Gonzalez has the experience to take on Puerto Rico's toughest problem. She was the youngest speaker. Oh, that's what she was. She was the youngest speaker.
Let me do this story, okay? Pretty much, she said she's going to try and do something. I don't believe anything anyone says.
After I finish reading it, you can tell me that, okay? But I have to read it to you.
There's no one down here that's going to change anything. The United States is the one that runs everything. Yeah. They're all puppets down here.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes you have to be a little, you have to give some pass. Some people, not everyone, and believe me, I'm like you. I'm very skeptical about everything, you know? But I'm beginning to, like, at my age, I'm saying, I'm from El Salvador, and they have a great president.
Well, I mean, if she means well and all that, yeah, I guess I could say that, yeah, I would believe her. But the thing is just like in the States, anytime anyone says anything against the United States government, you wind up getting
mysteriously shot four times
and hung from a tree.
Yeah, you can't. You're right about that. Anyway, this is the statement, right? Jennifer Gonzalez, she's running for governor.
That's the woman I see, that rear set woman that I see on the post, right?
Yeah, that was the one that I was reading before. The three names, Jennifer Gonzalez, Ortiz, and Dalmau. Well, now I'm going to read you just about Jennifer Gonzalez. It looks like she's going to win. Jennifer Gonzalez, I don't know, but by the way, Lara, they mention her a lot.
She is the one that I see in the pictures. I see a lot of men.
Then there's one woman that's a little heavy set, blonde hair.
It's the only
woman, so yeah, that would be her.
Yeah, that's got to be her.
Yeah. Has the experience to take on Puerto Rico's toughest problems. She was the youngest speaker of the House in Puerto Rico history and has spent the last, that's true, that's not a lie, in the last 8 years serving Puerto Rico as a resident commissioner. That's also true. Her experience will help her start making life on the island better from day one as governor. Would that make you much more likely to vote for her? Somewhat more likely? No difference, or you don't believe it? You don't believe what he said, Stan. But I'm telling you right now, that's true, though. But you don't have to believe
If that's what she's doing, yeah, that's probably who my family's going to probably wind up voting for. So it would be my vote as well.
Okay, so much more or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Thank you. Jennifer Gonzalez has been a tireless advocate.
Truthfully, I'd rather see a woman running the Puerto Rico government than a man.
Okay. Cool.
I hate to say it.
No, it's okay. Woman,
no,
I mean,
no, no.
They,
just
they
down here, I found when it comes to going to government to get permits or anything, the women always seem to know what the hell they're doing. The men, I'm sorry, I know you're a man, but most of the men, I agree with you
because
as long as you don't look at their boob, you look at their shoes, you look at their nails, and you treat them with respect. The women are the ones that get stuff done.
Well, maybe because they're less corrupted than men. Men maybe they're more corrupted than women. I don't know. Maybe that's why. Anyway, Jennifer Gonzalez has been a tireless advocate for the rights of Puerto Ricans as a resident commissioner. She fought to ensure Puerto Ricans living on the island got the same rights and benefits as U.S. citizens on the mainland. She will be a strong voice for Puerto Ricans' rights as governor. Would that make you more likely, somewhat more likely, no difference, or you don't believe what you're saying or what they're saying?
Yeah, the more we talk, the more you're talking me into it. Yeah, no, I'd rather see a woman run it than a man. So, yeah, I'd trust her more than I would trust a man.
Much more likely than you would vote for, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer Gonzalez, top priority as governor is ensuring reliable, affordable power and water service. There you go. See, this is one thing that you have to listen to, okay? Hear this one. Jennifer Gonzalez's top priority as governor is ensuring reliable, affordable power and water service. These are basic services that have not worked right for far too long. The NSF has the plans to build working infrastructure throughout the island. Would that make you more likely? Much more likely or someone more likely?
No, she get my vote for that because we're in big trouble and all that.
Okay. And now,
follow through.
Okay. Yeah. Turning out, to the debate over Puerto Rican's political status. If there was a it's like a referendum or something like that, and a status.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay. Thank you. Some people think that they don't understand. I get the survey, but, you know.
I've been here long enough. I understand some.
Unbelievable.
I'm not completely illiterate. Just like you all do to me. Like, oh, no English, but you understand what I'm saying.
That's the whole point, you know. I mean, if you're getting the service, obviously, they understand what I'm saying. You know what I mean? But anyway, that's another issue.
Far more than I can speak. I just can't remember the speaking part. That's my biggest problem. If you put it in writing in front of me, I can actually make a good justification of what you're saying.
Yeah, because you learned that before you can speak. The speaking part is because of the pronunciation that gets a little hard, you know, in any language. Now, on the status of the St. Thomas this year's general election, how likely will you be to vote in the election for governor or in the plebiscite? Please use a scale from 0, meaning that you will not vote, and 10, meaning that you're certain that you will vote. From 0 to 10.
Truthfully, I most likely will vote.
Okay.
Really on the high end.
Okay, great. And now,
if you're saying what she's saying, yeah, chances are that's what my family's going to vote for.
Okay, so what are the chances? Give me a number between 0 and 10. 10 being that you're certain and 0. Okay, awesome. Thank you. Which other problem would you most prefer as Puerto Rico status? You already told me. I just got to read it to you. Maintaining the present territorial status, independence for Puerto Rico, statehood.
Obviously independence, yeah.
Hey, Puerto Rico Free Association of the United States. I already wrote it down because you already told me that's what you want. How would you vote in a status plebiscite? How do you say that? Plebiscite? I know what it is, but I just don't know how to pronounce it. Authorized by Congress. It's a referendum is what I understand to be. How would you vote on, in a status plebiscite? Like a, you know, an amendment authorized by Congress if the options were independence, sovereignty, and free association with the United States, statehood, or will you not vote, as you already told me, independence?
Independence.
If the U.S. Congress offered Puerto Rico statehood now, would you vote to accept statehood?
If they offered it, I would still say no. It would be independence.
Thank you. Okay, I've already wrote it down on you. I know how you feel. Finally, I'd like to ask you a few questions for classification purposes only. And which of the following categories is your personal income? On the $5,000 per year, $5,000 to $9,999,
$10,000. Usually around $15,000.
Okay.
I keep myself small. I don't go big.
Okay.
Used to go big, but it just wasn't worth it.
Okay.
And the bigger you get, the more aggravation it is.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Once you get into employees, it's just a nightmare. It's, I don't know.
Okay. When it comes to political parties, do you consider yourself part of, and I know you said Republican, and I think, I'm not sure, but I think the Partido Independiente Puerto Rican might be that, or PIP, I'm not sure. They have all the parties associated in Puerto Rico. They have the
PIP. So there's many, many parties of Republicans then?
No, actually, I'm not sure.
It's going to be
I know the one is a Democrat. I don't know about the...
I know. As long as it's Republican, no Democrats. So... If there's more than one,
I don't know. Okay, so not sure because I don't know which one is a Republican or they have the views of Republicans. I know that But our beliefs are the one that is called Partido Independista Puerto Riqueño, or PIP. I don't know if they if they're going Republican. It could, it might be. Or there's another one that is called the Movement, the Movimiento Victoria Ciudadana, or MVC, or Proyecto Dignidad, or PD. The other one is definitely both Democrats, the Partido Nuevo Progresista. Progresista is Democrats, if not Republicans. Or
I don't know any of those people. As long as it's Republican. So
okay, so
if you got to put no